presents when they setting up in the sky. And every little planet we be touching, it's like comets burst in the heavens when we're soaring. We go.
Yo, 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 welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to a long returned episode of the Review Show with James and Jules. So it's your boy James Bishop, aka the Oracle.
Some Jules, what up, y'all? We back. We back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, bro, man?
Chilling, homie. Everything good, man. How you been?
I can't complain. Can't complain, brother. Just working and doing me, brother. You know, still happy to get this back going, especially review show.
Yeah. I've been hyped, too, man. We have a lot to talk about. We got topic for Taze, man. Literally, man. Stuff we ain't going to be able to talk about tonight either. But we definitely going to touch up on the next show, man.
Right. And as of right now, we actually recording right now live from one of our new sponsors, Suburban Pro Studios down on the south side in St. Louis, Missouri.
Big shout-outs, man. Big shout-outs. This shout place out
to,
is dope.
Shout-out to my boy, Matt Sawicki, man, for letting us do this, man. You know, if you ever need some great, great, great audio engineering, some great recording, this is the man you need to come to. So Matt Sawicki down at Suburban Pro Studios at 3739 South Jefferson.
Nice. That's
so make sure you come and support my boy. This is a good dude. Yeah. Also, you know, as well, we got another sponsor. You know, our other sponsor is Blurred Lines. That's the new t-shirt and apparel line dedicated to geek culture with an awesome, dope twist on it. So make sure you check out teespring.com/store/blurred, B-L-E-R-D, Lines, L-I-N-E-S, LLC, like Limited Liability Company. Also, make sure you follow the same business because they will always be debuting new designs for a very good price at both Twitter and Instagram at Blurred Lines LLC.
We need some 3X too, man. Come on, we got to get right. I need that.
Most definitely. We got to see if I get some Lando Cal pairs. Most definitely. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start off with the topics. You know, we said we're going to keep it a real short show. You know, we're anywhere between 30 minutes or so. We're going to try to go around there. Three topics. We're going to start with the first one, mainly being just movies and TV shows that we've generally just been watching and catching up on over time. So we're going to pick like two things each, you know, whether it's a movie or a TV show and something, you know, that's been very grasping you lately. So I want to go ahead and hear you first. What you got, brother?
Oh, you hit me, huh? Word. I've been watching all the trailers. And that's for one thing. So I'm going to talk about trailers real fast.
Oh, go ahead.
And give you a little update. So I checked out Transformers.
Most definitely.
Whatever they're calling it, The Last Night, actually. Yeah, and it looks interesting, man. But it then again, of course, It's the same. You can see the action coming out. Right, but, you know, I'm excited to see it just because it is Transformers. You see the creativity through those CGI characters, man. I think that's going to be dope.
Right.
I seen that trailer. I seen Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
Yes, man.
I know that he was going to get up on that. So
you could definitely let me know what you think.
Oh, man.
You know, I just seen the actual War for Planet of the Apes. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Dude, they've been having a good, strong run since Rise of Dawn.
That's a Quiet Storm move right there, too. That's like a low-key, little trilogy right there now, man, with this one coming out. So, and it's powerful.
Right.
You know, the whole rendition of it, man. Right. Definitely dope, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can see this being, I mean, even just being beyond a trilogy. I mean, just like the original movies, how it was an actual series of movies.
Yeah.
You know, so I can see this probably, you know, warding going to something else. Like,
yeah.
You know, I can see them going to so many different things because it's getting to the point right now we know humanity is going to be gone.
Yeah. Real talk, because there's no way they could win.
Yeah, pretty much. not physically.
You know what I mean? But it's interesting, man, to see how far Caesar came, man, with this trilogy, man, and to see how unique and real they make it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's not like 2000. With Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes. Like, this is dead serious, man. This is how it would be if it went down. You're looking at it like, yo.
Oh, yeah.
This is good.
Most definitely.
So I'm excited for that, man. I seen the trailer to the Spider-Man Homecoming. Like I said, yo, I could see where they're going for him. But you know me and my concept with the idea of what Marvel does. They definitely try to bring in that generation for generation after every release.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of people. It was two people I saw online, man, just different parts of social media.
Yeah.
Like, they were having problems with Peter Parker's friend in the whole. Because it's Miles Morales' friend, technically. So, I'm going to say this right now. right now, I'm going to reserve judgment on that because it's not a big deal for me.
Yeah.
It's not. It's really not. Like, what is what it is. Like, Miles Morales, I mean, as great as a Spider-Man as he is, we know for a fact that, you know, it's a good, that was always going to use Peter Parker.
I mean,
you're going to take elements from the Ultimate Spider-Man universe. Like, Aunt May, for example. Like, the new Aunt May, Marissa Tomei, is, like, in her early 50s. Mm-hmm. And if you ever watch Amazing Spider-Man TV, or if you ever read the Amazing Spider-Man comic book, I mean, Ultimate Spider-Man, both the TV show and the comics, Aunt May is exactly that age. Only difference between her and Marissa Tomei is one has white hair and one has brunette.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
some people scared of change sometimes, man.
Yeah, man, you know, let that happen.
They got to dig deep, man.
and you know what? And that's why I say, you know, me personally, I don't find an issue with it. But like I said, we'll see what happens, see how much they snatch from different universes. But right now, I'm cool with it, especially seeing Michael Keaton as Vulture. I'm with it.
Yeah, you know what? You hear that kid voice on there, too? I was like, hold on, man.
Right.
Michael Keaton back right now, so I'm excited, man.
Man, he been coming through, especially you know what? Birdman.
This is what Marvel needed to do, man. I think to grab onto Spider-Man, bring him into the whole universe, man, and you got this mentor like Tony Stark's, man, I think that is... That's just G.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You already know Tony Stark going to try to hit on her, going to try to smash on May. We know that's going to happen.
Of course. But it what it does is you bring in a new generation of heroes and you're watching Tony Stark play this mentor.
Right.
Because eventually you know it's going to be over for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Right. So it's going to be time to kind of switch over the mantle to these younger cats. And this is how it starts, man. This is exactly what has to happen.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? And why not build that relationship, those bonds, and we can watch them grow as time passes, man. So this is dope.
Oh, most definitely. You know? I mean, I'm with it, man. Like, I've been trying to catch up on a couple movies, but I've been really more so catching up on my shows, man. I've been watching different stuff. Like, I saw the season, all of season 3 of Black Mirror when it came out.
Enough respect.
Bruh.
Yo, enough respect. Me and my wife ran through that.
But I did not been telling y'all all this time Black Mirror is that show?
She just got put onto it, and then I just finished watching them with her. So, like, I was like, midway between it. And then when she jumped on, it was like, y'all just caught this show on thing. We ran through them, man. It was just like, let's go. It's that good, man. Interesting episodes, man. I mean, that's a fire show right there, man.
Because I always tell people all the time, if you like Twilight Zone, you'll like Black Mirror. It's essentially the same kind of show. And the great thing about Black Mirror is you don't have to start from the beginning
because
it's an anthology. You can just jump around.
Jump around. And that's what we did. She backtracked. She did season 2 and then went season 1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, caught up again.
Like, probably like the most polarizing episode that kind of shook me as a gamer because I'm back in gaming and stuff like that is, and you probably know what episode I'm talking about, the one with Kurt Russell's son about being a gamer, like doing the playtest stuff. Or have you seen that one?
Is that season 3?
That's season 3.
Okay, maybe I didn't see that.
Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Don't blow it.
I'm not gonna blow it. But watch the episode. And I'm telling people right now that if you are a gamer, watch this episode. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Black Mirror, season 3. I forgot if it's episode 2 or 3. I can't remember.
I'm going home.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Man. But watch this episode called Playtest. When I tell you, it tripped me out so hard. Because I was just like,
as a gamer, you could relate.
Kinda. I was like, it was a lot of nope.
Wow.
Like, it was in more or less when you see it in people that know games and anime like that, mix Sword Art Online with Inception.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is. Wow. I'm just gonna leave it right there.
This is, man.
So it's something else. Like, it's the way it is. It's crazy, man. Like, I absolutely love that show.
Wow.
And of course, you know, what else I've been checking out? I've been just rewatching. I've been finished all of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, one of their actual stories on that, which is amazing. So I just had to watch that online because it's on TV now. So I think it's on Toonami now, if I'm not mistaken. But I watched, I found a lot of them online and just blew right through them, like on Crunchyroll and stuff, and just blew through them.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, that's like literally one of my favorite shows now because of the way the story is and the way the games are being played as far as what's going on with each character. Because it's lit, like I explained like a long time ago, like it's all about a storyline. It's all about a bloodline. It's all about this continuing bloodline with one family through different ages and time. And it's just like, wow, just seeing like the long games and stuff that goes on, like how many life or death situations where you know people should have died and they got out with the skin by the skin of their teeth.
Mm.
So it's like, wow. So it's crazy. Then I just started a new one. I'm probably going to have to start watching a little bit more. Is Gunslinger Girl. And I'm hip on it, but I just need to watch it. But it looks like it's like little girls who like are trained assassins, like all of them like on Black Widow level.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I need to go ahead and check this out and see what's popping with that.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of stuff, but like I say, I can name animes for days, but I'm only going to give you these few right now. So I would say, I know it's some review in the past, but JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah.
Definitely check that out. Like I say, a lot of stuff you can watch on Crunchyroll for free.
Yeah.
It's free out.
So now look, yeah. I went to do the Crunchyroll one time, and I don't know if I was catching it right, what I was doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Is this a sign-up process or something?
No. Crunchyroll is free. Like, it's technically, it's free with commercials. If you want to sign up and with no commercials, like on some Hulu types of thing, you pay like $7, $8 a month.
Yeah. But you don't listen. The commercials are cool with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm fine with the commercials. I mean, I'm cool with it. But like I said, it's excellent stuff. Like, and also I'm going to try to start watching Dragon Ball Super. Because I've been slacking on it a little bit. And I know people are like, oh, you've not been watching it. I watch too many things to catch up on. So I got to take it in sections.
Yeah, it's funny because when I get to work, man, and I get a bunch of clients, they hit me with the, yo, you ain't see this. Sometimes I feel like I fell off. But what it is, you got so many on the palette to watch or shows, and you're trying to catch up. Like, even right now, we just ran through season 2 and we almost finished with season 3 of Walking Dead. So I'm catching up to that. I'm finally a believer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going in. You know, I just seen homeboy get taken out. I seen the moms lose her life to the you know having the baby. So you know, I'm in now. I'm part of the show.
Right. I say like, and I'm gonna say this last show real quick, but probably my other show that I really dig a whole lot as of right now. And the first season just ended this past Sunday. Westworld.
Yo, I heard, and you posted something about that.
Westworld is awesome.
Really?
Amazing show.
Give us this story, man.
So,
what it's about.
Westworld, for those you don't know, it's actually a remake of a TV, it's a TV series that's a remake of a 40-plus-year-old movie.
Wow.
Back in the day with, like, Yul Brynner and James Brolin and all them cats, you know what I'm saying?
Enough respect.
And so, basically, in this TV series and movie, technically, in the future, we advanced so far with technology,
and then
we mastered pretty much how to fix anything with the human anatomy. We pretty much started making robotics, actually went into the world of robotics and everything like that. So apparently this company, I'm assuming, bought out, I'm guessing part out of the United States near the ocean, so I'm going to say California, maybe California, America, Southwest, somewhere around there. And they converted everything to like this giant theme park called Westworld.
Wow.
And in Westworld, outside of the people that the guests, the actual patrons and guests that go there, and the people that work remotely, keeping to maintain the park and all its functions, every living thing outside of that is automated.
Wow.
So from like all the cowboys, bartenders, Native Americans, the old prospector dude, the prostitute, all these people are 100% robotic.
And where you can catch this at?
HBO.
That's what's up. So it's for my Fire Stick people. People got HBO, what is it?
HBO Go and HBO Now. Or if you just got HBO On Demand, just check it out. It's a crazy show because there's a lot that happens. It's like a slow build-up because you can already kind of tell. It's like, okay, if you got everything marine by robots, what's eventually going to happen?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like having. So it's like you're watching that slowly happen, but the thing about it is so much happens.
Yeah.
We like, oh. And it's got an amazing cast. You know, Jeffrey Wright, Anthony Hopkins, who else? Luke Hemsworth, which is Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Evan Rachel Wood, James Marsden, dude from play Cyclops and X-Men. I'm trying to think who else. Thandie Newton. She's one of the main characters on it. Yes. And she's awesome character.
Wow.
And so it's a lot of people like it's in this show that you actually know and seen. You may not know the names, but a lot of big name people are like, oh, like the biggest name is probably Anthony Hopkins. And his character is something else.
Wow.
So it's an awesome show. I don't want to give away too much, but I would suggest, like I said, try to check it out on HBO, whatever, man. Like it's an awesome show.
Now I'm gonna backtrack only for a second.
Go ahead.
Only because you said the great name. Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
That kid narrated the trailer to Transformers.
He did.
And I don't know how much of a part he has in the movie,
mm-hmm.
but for him to narrate something, He got to be in something. And I mean, it was interesting, man. But you know how he builds up that hypeness, gets you to see the movie. Maybe the story sometimes isn't the best.
Right.
Because, you know, but it came off, man, like, yo, this might be one of those.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm going to give Transformers the last night. Even though I'm kind of tired of Transformers movies at this point, man, I'll give it one more college try.
I keep it 100. I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it one more. I'm going to try. I'm going to try, but I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
They got Josh Duhamel back in it, too. So, right. I mean, he's in it. Of course, Mark Wahlberg. They have some new young lady. I'm not sure her name. But definitely, I didn't see the other girl or the other kid from the last movie.
Right.
So, I don't think they're even going to be in it. But, you know, you never know, man. This is going to be the 10th year since the first Transformers.
Wow, it's been 10 years?
Yeah, well, when this one releases, when the new one comes out, it'll be 10. Oh,
damn.
It's kind of dope, though, in the sense of you got Michael Bay done span 10 years of these movies. And it gets better as far as look, man, and CGI and the graphics. They make everybody step their game up. I mean, look what Warcraft did. Them graphics was off the chain. I bought that 4K disc ASAP, man. On Black Friday, though. But
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot to talk about, so let's keep it moving, man.
No problem. So we talked about TV stuff. Like I said, you know, we'll always try to keep you updated with more stuff every review show. Yeah. No problem. So now we're going to talk about games.
Real quick, before the game, because I got some games on my head to talk about.
Cool.
But Galaxy 2. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh,
the trailer.
We haven't talked about that.
We ain't talking about that. This is the genre we speak on. I mean, we have to speak on this.
Dude, like, Guardians 2.
Crazy.
Guardians is my second favorite Marvel movie. Winter Soldier is number one. Guardians is number two for me.
You know, you said that for a long time. I say Guardians is in my top four.
It's definitely top two. Like, I love Guardians. I love it.
Ah, man. See, I'm still Edward Norton, Incredible Hulk. That kid, that movie right there, I think it's Winter Soldier and that one always battle for me.
Yeah, man.
One and two. But
that's what I'm saying. But yeah, Guardians 2, like everything in that trailer shown from Baby Groot to Drax having a whole he knows all your secrets.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Stuff.
You see their relationship, man. It, you know, as a group, man.
Right.
That's dope. That's what crushes it. You know, as far as in the movie, that's what brings that together, man. Because you can't have a crew in a film and they not have this chemistry. And that's what made you can see it through Drax, through Baby Groot. I mean, it's dope. It seems like it's going to be legit.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an excellent movie. Yeah. I can't wait till it come out, man.
Yeah, I'm hyped for that, man. I mean, this year coming alone, it's going to be so many movies. I mean, you got Fast Furious. You have
Fate of the Furious, I believe,
because I just seen something that they released the name.
Yeah.
I'm not really the biggest fan of that name, but...
Yeah, check that one out.
I'm definitely going to check it out. You know what I mean? There's just a lot coming out, man. There's a lot. Like, literally, I was watching trailers the other day, just trying to see trailer for days, man, of certain movies, man. But it's some stuff.
Most definitely. All right, just to keep the show moving real quick. So now we're going to go into the game section.
Talk to me. I know you got something.
Oh, man.
You done play something.
Man, so... Again, like I said, you know, I'm a PS4 head. Jules is more of a PS3, Xbox One dude.
Okay, so this is my thing. I'm a PlayStation man. The thing is that I switched to Xbox One out of convenience. And so that didn't win me over on PS. The only thing it did do is for the new releases, Xbox One S definitely won me over versus PS4.
And you know what? They've been having some good, like, Xbox been coming back strong. I'm not even gonna lie.
They came back strong. Because I'm a PlayStation, man. Don't get it twisted. Right. My name on there, you can look me up, man, all over that. Jules Janine. But it's the Xbox One S made it more practical for me.
Right. I understand.
It plays 4K DVDs, and, you know, the streaming. And then out of everybody, for Sony not to have PS4's new version play those discs, the 4K discs, that's like, yo, y'all was the one who introduced Blu-ray.
Right.
Playing Blu-ray disc on the game console. So how y'all not gonna, you know, so that was my little like.
Yeah, because the only thing I think it could do, like at least the original, I know it can do 4K streaming with video.
Yeah.
I know it can do that. But I think everything else is just 1080 1080p regulated, unless you get like the Pro or something like that, and it's a different story. But for me, having like, I'm PlayStation 4 head, no JBJR of HMD, if you need
help. I try to put it out there. Look,
of course.
Artmatic, man, Xbox One, man, come see me, man. What y'all want, man? ART, man. MATC, man. TIC, whatever, man. Artmatic, man.
Artmatic. Nah, man, it's like people. I had a few people ask me why I won't buy a PS Pro, and me personally, I'm not. So since the exact same games are coming out, like there's no difference in games outside of visuals.
To be honest with you, absolutely.
And to be honest with you, for me personally, getting anything 4K is just not feasible for me to have right now. For me, that's what I'm saying. But anyone else that can get it and do it, more power to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for me personally, it's just, it's not. I mean, I just got a PS4. My PS4 is only maybe a year old.
Yeah.
So it's really no point. And shout out to my baby, you know, for buying it for me. So, you know, I always use it and love it. But it's just, it's not feasible for me to do. So, I mean, and I'll tell people all the time, like, if you got a PS4 and looking at a PS4 Pro, save your money.
Just
save you money. Because the only difference is 4K and maybe like not that much difference on a couple things. But other than it's going to be pretty much 90 to 95% the same on pretty much everything else.
Yeah,
But it's not.
Well that's what I'm going to say too. After, you know, for me getting the Xbox One S, the only upgrade was the 4K playable DVD. Now the reason why is because I'm a fanatic.
Right.
I got the 4K TV, so I want to collect the movies I love in the genre we talk about on those DVDs.
Right.
But to upgrade it to a 4K DVD, that's dope. And so instead of me having to go buy a 4K DVD player, it made more sense for me to just upgrade. But on Black Friday, because I only pay $209 for mine, Xbox One S with the Battlefield One, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Oh man!
Literally made it more practical, just, yo, snatch that. That's the better move. And of course, you know, now I got, come on, I went and bought Batman Superman in 4K.
Right.
And a bunch of other movies, Creed, you know, literally on Black Friday, the sale was crazy. It was like less than $20 for each one. But it's worth the investment in the long run, because even if you get a 4K disc, like say, what's the latest movie come out on DVD? Any movie that comes out on DVD right now.
And,
you know, you're like, oh man, I'm gonna snatch this up on DVD. It's better just get the 4K. You still get the Blu-ray and the digital download. So then, you know, even if you don't got a 4K player, but in the near future, you're going to end up switching everything.
Right, you know what I mean?
So, you know, for me, I was like, no, let me snatch that now.
No, no, I understand. Like, I can understand where you're coming from.
But no different in the game system itself.
No, outside of visuals, that's it.
Just like PS4, it's no different. I'm still doing the same thing. You know, I still play the regular Xbox One because that's hooked up with a bunch more games. But
yeah, most definitely. I mean, you already mentioned it. I'm going to let you talk about it a little bit because I was. But go ahead real quick, brother man. Talk to me about that Battlefield 1.
I mean, listen. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's intense. And I've always been a fan of Battlefield, but I never really was sold on it.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways. Like, every time I bought it, every time, Battlefield 4, 3, whatever, I just was never sold on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
This time? Woo.
Dude, I had the beta, man, when it was on my PS4. When I tell you,
man,
like that, 64 people on the same map? Dude.
The map is epic. And I think I love the time frame is in, the time, you know, the era that it's in. Let's be honest. Infinite Warfare came,
mm-hmm.
right? I bought the game, downloaded whatever the case is. I played the campaign mode, fell in love with campaign mode. I touched the multiplayer for like a few minutes. I was done. I felt like I was doing the same thing we did in Black Ops 3.
Right.
The other one, and it's just like, come on, man, it's over.
Yeah, and you know what? And then I've heard this too from people I know at work, man, that actually have been playing, especially my game at home is that be like going like conferences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were telling me like they got like the one that comes with Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
All I keep hearing, and this is the same thing I literally keep hearing, is that I would rather play Modern Warfare Remastered than play Infinite Warfare.
You see, that was all my mistake too, because I didn't even get the remastered version of Modern Warfare. So I'm like, that's wasted.
And dude, everyone keeps telling me the same thing. So I'm like, if I get Infinite Warfare, if I'm going to get it, I'm going to probably have to get it with Modern Warfare.
It's the same thing, dog.
It is. I mean,
where's SOCOM at, man? Where's the step up from
SOCOM? Jesus.
But this is Battlefield being the closest thing to that feel.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? With that, not first person, but third person view, you know, whatever that case is. But it doesn't do it for me. You know, another game, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But another game. Titanfall 2.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, that campaign mode is a movie all the way through. I played that, man. I didn't stop. I went all the way through that, man. 2 days, I think, because, you know, grown man got to do work.
Right.
epic game. Campaign mode is worth the penny. Multiplayer, it's back to the same. I lost the interest, man. You know what I mean? So it's a toss-up, man. Sometimes, and I do believe the first Titanfall didn't even have campaign, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it was strictly multiplayer.
Strictly multiplayer.
Right.
This campaign made it so much more better.
That's what's up.
It was that good, man. So anybody listening to me, I know y'all played that campaign. That Titanfall 2 campaign is sick.
Bruh. And when I tell you, I'm playing all the games like that I never really truly got a chance to play. Yeah. So right now, like for Black Friday, shout out Black Friday and GameStop.
No respect,
yeah. I got two games used and got another one for free. It was like buy two, get one free. Used on the day, Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yeah.
Went Black Friday, right after work, got spent $24, picked up Arkham Knight, picked up Wolfenstein The New Order, and picked up Far Cry 4.
Yeah, I got that Far Cry. Yeah.
So I have not touched Far Cry 4 yet.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so I need to go.
I didn't finish, but it's pretty good, though.
I need to start that. I have been playing, what's been getting on me so hard at this point is Arkham Knight. I slept so hard on this game.
Word? See, I did the same thing, and I didn't go buy it either.
Oh, my God.
Because I felt like it came out, everybody was hyped, and then it just fizzled.
But, that game, to me right now, like me playing the games, I know a lot of people, like I said, I play old stuff and new stuff. With this, with Arkham Knight, I got like the DLC and stuff to help me keep me with it as well. That is the definitive Batman game. Wow. Like, hands down. Wow. Like, you're in Gotham City. Gotham City is massive.
Man, I should have snatched it. It was only 20
hours. It's massive. The whole thing, I think, takes place in one night.
Wow.
But the city itself is so expansive. It's insane. And then the fact of the matter is, you still can be Batman, like the same Batman from the Arkham games before that. You know what I'm saying? So you're able to perch yourself up and really do everything Batman. All his gadgets you got.
Wow.
You get to go ahead. You got the Batmobile.
So you got all the gadgets off the bat?
Like, now all the bad. I mean,
no, you got to earn it.
You got to earn a couple.
I thought you were jumping right in.
No, I say that. Maybe a third to a half of them unlocked from jump. But then the other ones, it unlocks through the regular story, or you'll unlock them through upgrades.
Yeah.
But even then with the upgrade system, it's no problem upgrading because it's so many side missions and so many stuff you can do side that gets you upgrade stuff. You can get everything you need. No problem. And then the Batmobile, let me start there. The Batmobile in the game is literally more or less, you see where they got the idea from Batman vs. Superman for that Batmobile is that one. Mm. It's not the exact one, but it's close to it. And you like, oh, shit. So it's like, okay. And for him, and it can transform into a tank. Mm. And then you like zipping through, afterburners and stuff like that. You can launch yourself from. It's so much you can do with it.
Yeah.
You're fighting tanks. You can remote control it from if you're on the roof. As long as you're within certain distance, you can remote control it. So that way you are nowhere in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, every Batman role gallery is pretty much for the most part there.
Wow.
Because the whole game is just revolving around Scarecrow. It's after Arkham City, after Joker dies.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all about just Batman. It's all of Batman's villains, led by Scarecrow, are saying, you know what, F this, we taking out Batman tonight. We are going to combine forces, take this city over, and take Batman out. And we're going to hire a militia ran by the name Dark Knight.
And you got that on the PS4.
And I got that on PS4. I would say that PS4, Xbox One, that game worth your money.
You think, so listen, I'm going to find it. I'll probably go rent it then.
If you got PC, don't waste your time.
Wow, really?
Because the PC, the console versions will praise immensely.
Yeah.
The PC versions, they took those off all the online stores. It was so many problems with that game.
Yeah.
Like from it crashing to stuff. It was jank. It was.
I remember that.
Yeah. That port was just stupidly messed up. So it's like, nah. So if you do play Arkham Knight, or if you have it, I recommend you playing it on a console. Do not play it on a computer.
Wow.
And then I also saw trailers of different games like The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, yeah.
I played number one, and I think I told you. You said you got number one. You played it yet?
No, I didn't play.
Mm-hmm. You got to play that. Because to this day, when I saw that, I still stick to my story as this is still one of the best games I ever played literally in my entire life. The only downside of that game is it's short. There's no other. Everything else tends across the board.
Wow.
And then I love it. It's the one of the best survival horror games you can actually play. And then don't up the difficulty like to the what's it called, like Grounded or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is no HUD, no, like it's way more limited options, which yeah, yeah, yeah. You limited already. And you, it's literally you, and you got no kind of, which you can kind of like use like echolocation, kind of see certain stuff. You don't got this. You got to literally trust your sight and your own ears
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
see what's going on. Like, it's realistic.
Oh, man.
So, like, I'll tell people all the time, like, if you got a PS3, I'll definitely say PS4 if you can get the remastered version.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Last of Us. Play that first, because that story in there is amazing.
You know what I did down, actually pick up, too, man? One of the Black Friday sales, man. It was so much out there. It was ridiculous, man. But, I snatched up Black Ops, man, the original.
Black Ops is good.
And you know, you could backwards compatible to the Xbox One now. So I don't know if they could do that with the PS4 yet.
No.
But yo, man, I threw that in there. Of course, it just opens up like if it's on 360.
Right.
But man, I said, man, I'm back. I had my favorite gun. Everything was already set up. Went in there, man. I tried to wreck shop. I knew I fell off, though.
Man.
But it's dope to be able to do that. I think right. that's another advantage, too. You know, you got advantages for both consoles, but that's definitely one of the ones that I felt like, oh, this is worth it.
Right, most definitely. I mean, it's a lot of great games out there. Like I said, new and old, like I said.
Yeah.
But like I said, what we're going to do, like I said, is, like I said, every show we're going to review stuff new and old, just so you can know. So even if it's something that's even 2 years old, if the game is dope, the game is dope. I don't care how old it is. If it's dope, it's dope.
Yeah, because one of the games I didn't even finish was Mad Max, and that's a dope game.
Dude, I need to buy that and try to
check it out. Yeah, you got to snatch that. It's one of those worth playing, man, all the way through.
Okay.
You know, Shadow Mordor, I think, was one, man, that I didn't finish, but it's so good.
Well, I'm going to talk about the next show.
Yeah.
Hell out of Shadow
Mordor. Word?
So we're going to talk about that in the show.
Yeah, dope. All right, that's what's up.
Most definitely. And so, all right. So last topic, just to go ahead and get this out the way, we want to go ahead and talk about, and I want your own opinion. Have you ever had a PS2?
Of course.
Do you consider that the best games console of all time?
Out of respect, I mean, my first console was the Atari, man. So, but, you know, to be introduced to that as a young age, but I think the PS2 being the best because the introduction of the multiplayer.
Dude, like,
there was nothing better.
My God.
When that SOCOM first came out, though, I was late with it. You know what I mean? Late with it. I slept for a hot second. But when I realized dudes was getting it in,
man.
Yo, man, get your internet right, man. Because I'm telling you, man, back then, that was the best.
Brother, and when I tell you,
and Dreamcast was so underrated,
dude. Like, it was too ahead of its time.
It was too ahead of its time, and their multiplayer, the game console fell short. But it was only because I think it was too ahead of its time.
Yeah, the system itself was innovative.
I still have mine.
I still have mine.
Still got mine, dog.
Still got mine too.
Crazy. The graphics was crazy.
Power
stones. But I think PlayStation held it down. Introduced it hard and went straight forward with it and grew from it, so they ain't stop. Right. You know, of course, Xbox came with not the multiplayer, but it was more of the LAN. Well, what is that? We could hook it all up and have a bunch of us play at the same time.
Oh, like party games.
Like more
of a party situation. Yeah.
But it definitely it didn't stop what PlayStation did. Man.
Nah, man, like the PlayStation 2, I really do consider that the best game system, period. Like, only because think about what a PlayStation, like with everything we just named, then think about the library of games that it has. When I tell you there's literally a game for everybody.
Yep, yeah.
Literally. Like, there's not one game out that you cannot buy for someone with a PlayStation 2.
Because and you know, crazy? As much as I'm a fan and a fanatic of what SOCOM brought to the table, anything newer past Confrontation didn't fill that void.
Right.
You know, it's been a minute, man. It's been a minute because that them first, man. It was nothing like it, man. I'm telling you, nothing like it.
Dude, it's so insane. Like, I love, like, I used to play Call of Duty Finest Hour a whole lot. Like, I used to play the shit out of that game. Like, I loved it,
man.
Like, the game
was
great, man. Epics. Like, I absolutely loved it, man. I was playing so many different stuff, man. Like, I still got a working PS2 in my house. I just disconnected for the PS4 like a year ago, but it's still in working condition.
Yeah, I got one in the stash too. I ain't never even pulled out. It's in like in a bin.
Right, and I replaced that like three years ago, as a matter of fact. And that's only because my original one finally, since I was 14, finally crapped out. It finally crapped out. Finally. Something like, oh, man, I got all these games. I ain't trying to sell it. I got some classic stuff. I'm like, I ain't going to rebuy on the PS4 if I don't got it. If I got these games. So I'm like, okay. I just went to V-Stock. Shout out to V-Stock in Chesterfield. Went in here like 3 years
free
ago.
Free plug.
Bruh, went got it. Hooked it up. Back in business. I was playing all the Onimusha games. That's my jump off. I was playing the Katamari games. That's my jump off. I was playing my Street Fighter 3 Third Strike. That's my jump off. I was playing so many different games I just had lying around.
Yeah.
Like so many different Beautiful Joe had that lying around. I was playing that. Like it's so many different little joints that I love that I was like, I don't want to get rid of this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get rid of it because it's so good. And then it finally is technically obsolete as of right now because Sony finally, I think, shut the servers down earlier this year for PS2. Like, they finally shut it. So it's officially obsolete. So it sucks, but RIP to the PS2, you are still technically the
best. That's crazy. I didn't even know they just shut that down. I thought it had been happening.
No, like, they just shut it down, like, I think within the last year or so. Like, it was, like, that's how strong that server was. So, like, and it still had it going. Like, I need people to let me know, like, write into the LandoKLPod@gmail.com, and please let us know, if you had a PS2, what was your favorite game and like your favorite games and just give a brief description as to why. And I just need to know, like, if you really are a PS2 head, like, and you really, and this is personal opinion. This is my own opinion. I think it's the best system of all time. As my cousin Alex, he says it's Super Nintendo. I would give him a neck on neck on that. 100%. That's the very close second, but number one is always going to be PS2.
It's funny you say that because let me tell you something. You know, I'm on Xbox now, so I lost all my homies from the PlayStation side, right? You know, I don't get on the PS3, so I'm not connected with these cats. But a couple of them migrated over to the Xbox One, right? Like, and it's so funny because I'm on there. I've met some dope dudes through playing these games, man, back then, man. And to this day, connected, man. My man Double, man, he out there. He from my hood, actually.
That's what's up.
It's so crazy. We never connected in the hood. But as soon as we got on that SOCOM,
that's
best friends for life. Like, real talk. And then my other homeboy, White Shadow, man. I met so many dope dudes, man, just playing this game, man, and online gaming in that world, man. And when I moved to St. Louis, that's all I did. All
right.
Yo, I connected with all my homies just through being online. It was crazy, man. It's just a dope kind of situation for anybody. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, we got the owner of the Suburban Pro just walked in. What's up, man? What's up, man? So we got the man, myth, the legend, Mr. Caveman, my brother. What's
big
up,
big shout outs, man. Studio
Yo,
is the bomb.
Love it. So we're going to go ahead and cut it short because we went ahead. We covered what we need to cover. But we definitely going to try to come back next week and finish some more topics, get back into some more stuff. Definitely, like I said, follow us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, under Lando Cal Experience.
Instagram, man. New page on Instagram, fellas, people out there, everybody.
Most definitely.
Definitely put that out, you know.
Most definitely. We got an Instagram made. Twitter and Instagram is the same thing, which is @LandoCalPod. Remember, our email is still LandoCalPod@gmail.com.
Yeah, definitely follow us on social media, man. Questions, comments, man. You can let us know. Email us, man, at LandoCal. You know, just really, man, questions. If there's a game you want us to talk about, even check out, man. We definitely get on it. So
most definitely.
Let us know. Keep us posted, man.
Most definitely. We're going to try to check out what we can. And then, like I said, still keep the updates. But, like, my brother, like, I'm going to have to cut it short. But it's been a great, great experience. I'm glad we got this show back.
Yeah. We'll definitely be on soon. Man, we're going to do this consistent, man. We're going to try to run this every week, man. Make sure we tackle all these topics, man. Because, and be honest with you, we didn't even cover half the stuff that's coming out soon.
Oh, no.
And we got a lot to talk about. So thanks for listening. We're going to catch y'all next week. Email us. Remember,
LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Make sure you follow.
I never get that email down pat.
But make sure you follow myself at JBJROfficial on Twitter and Instagram.
Go ahead. And follow me, man. I'm at Jules Unique, man. Social media, any one of them is JulesUnique. And you can Gmail me. Email me at Gmail is JulesUnique@gmail.com. Man, hit us up, man. All right?
Most definitely. We'll be holler at y'all next week. Peace.